Welcome to the Unstick Your Mind podcast on Mimika TV. Get ready to get unstuck, align with your true purpose, and unlock your God-given potential. Welcome, everyone. Welcome back to the show. I'm so excited to introduce you to a new guest today. Now, this lovely lady knows more about me than I know about her because she found out about me through my book, which is amazing. Isn't that amazing how books are major tools for ministry and business? Woohoo, we gotta love it. Well, let me introduce you today to Crystal Day. She's a dynamic kingdom entrepreneur, award-winning author of 9 books, sought-after inspirational speaker, certified Christian life coach, and sold-out Jesus girl. Growing up in poverty and being told she would never be successful, Crystal became resolute to not settle for mediocrity, but instead she uses her story to impact lives globally. After living a life of partying, poverty, and promiscuity, in being abused and struggling with feelings of inadequacy, she encountered Jesus in the midst of her brokenness. Since then, she's committed to living a life of faith, obedience, and purpose. She now is so passionate about empowering women to deepen their intimacy with God, discover their identity, and use their message to impact lives. She's a global book coach, a CEO of Daylight Publishing, her own podcast, and this girl is busy. I tell you, she has been featured on so many different media platforms. She's the girl to follow. So I'm so excited to have you on the show, Crystal. Welcome to Mimika TV.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. I am excited. I'm excited to have this conversation. And, you know, just whatever I'm ready to share with your audience. I'm excited to share with your audience. So let's go.
Oh, I'm super excited. And of course, you know, we both love books. We both love Jesus. We both love business and podcasting. So we have a lot in common. And we have accents. Everyone else has
I thought about that. I was like, you got 2 accents today. So I'm here in Kingston, Jamaica right now.
I was going to say Jamaica and South African. So if this is going to be interesting for our listeners, you're going to have a fun time with deciphering what we say. And we talk fast. So you might need to slow us down. But that's okay, because we are super excited about sharing these topics and being passionate. When you have that inside of you, like no matter where you come from, you know that there's something bigger, especially when God starts to turn up the engine and the volume of what he wants you to do. So I'm excited to dive into this, but before we get into the juicy bits, tell us a little bit about your backstory and how you got into doing what you're doing today.
So this is probably one of my favorite questions, because it allows me to just share the story and the transformational power of Jesus Christ. So as you mentioned, I currently live in Kingston, Jamaica. I was born here, and I tell people I grew up financially poor. So, you know, I was born in a very humble background, you know, but I say financially poor because I felt like we were rich in love as a family. I'm the eldest of 5 children. My mom has 4 with my father, and she got married, and I have a little sister. And I just remember growing up, one, I remember my father used to always tell me that, you know, I'm special, you know, I will do great things in the world. You know, that's why they name me Crystal. But then sometimes I would say my reality didn't always line up with, okay, you want to be and do good, great things, but financially, you know, some days you can't go to school because, you know, you don't have lunch money, or there are days that you go to your bed hungry because you have no food. And, you know, just the poverty, sometimes it didn't always feel aligned. But I just remember being very motivated from when I was young to make my family proud and to ensure that we come out of the inner city. And for us, the inner city is similar to the projects in the US, you know, where a lot of low income families are there. And so I did the right thing. You know, I was very active in school. I excelled in school. I went to college part-time. So I worked a full-time job, went to college part-time. I got the degree. I got a good job. And, you know, I was just making strides. Of course, through that little, you know, through your journey, there are many things, because like you mentioned, you know, at age 9, I was molested. At age 16, I did an abortion. And, you know, I was just very promiscuous. So it's almost like a one person's a picture. Part of me, like during the day, I'm this career girl and focus on school and doing well and, you know, excelling career wise. But I would say personally, you know, I didn't value myself personally. You know, I made many bad decisions regarding men. And in 2013, so I got baptized in 2009, but I did not like truly surrender my heart to Jesus Christ until after I got pregnant in church in 2011. And in 2013, I just remember this conviction that there was more to life than this. And, you know, just acted on that conviction, you know, January the 1st, 2014, I was at a party and I was like, Lord, this is not what I want to do in my life. I just feel like there's so much more. And that's how my real journey with Christ. So I got baptized. Anybody that knows Jamaica as a very religious country. You know, we have devotions in school. I went to Catholic school. So, you know, you have the prayer, when we go to party, we play gospel music at the end. So we feel better and safe, you know? So it was very religious, but not relationship based. And it's almost like a very graced also. The grace of God was also very known. So you know that if you did something bad, you can go to God and ask him to forgive you. But, you know, I tell people my true journey started in 2014, where I started to just pursue purpose. And this is where all of this crystal come from, you know, realizing that I have a gift of writing, realizing that I'm a great communicator, you know, I can speak, I teach, coaching got introduced. And the life I'm living now, the truth is, while I'm very I did very well in school, and I know that, you know, I could do the doctorate and all of that and excel. The truth is the impact, the legacy, and just the purpose that I've been able to walk in would not have been possible outside of my surrender. So I stop here.
I love that. Oh, I tell you, this could be a movie. Like, seriously, it's so dramatic, but so amazing. And I love that part about how, you know, your life really only began when you found and aligned yourself with Jesus. It's like we wander and we go out and we try this. And it's like that whisper of that voice is always saying, you should be doing something else. Okay, come and have a look here. You're in the wrong room. You need to be somewhere else, because that little voice gets louder and louder. And believe me, yes, it starts to yell at you when you're like, okay, time to get aligned, right? And I just love that. So, and also your story. I mean, we've talked about mentioning we both love books and we both publish and write books, and there are just amazing how when you look back and you can learn from someone else's story.
Yes.
So, you know, if you are encouraged and you're listening to Crystal today, then definitely know, no matter what your situation looks like, there is always a way when you are aligned with God. And so for our listeners today, like, I'd love to dive into some sort of meaty tips of how, like, if they're feeling like maybe they're in a job they hate, or maybe they're feeling a calling to start a ministry or a business, or they're doing all the things, they're busy, they're running on fumes, they're burning out, the perfectionist, paralysis, overthinking. How do you take those steps? Because, I mean, in your situation, it almost seemed like if someone looking in would have said, oh, it's impossible for you to do anything good, right? How did you do it? Like, give us some steps.
Yes. You know, I love this question, because I believe in practical Christianity, right? I do believe that while, you know, we can have this theory of things, I do believe that, you know, Jesus through his parable tried to tell people, oh, these are the practical things. That's why he used, you know, different parables. So if somebody is like listening, they're like, okay, but Crystal, I don't know if this is possible for me. One, I'm going to start with I living Jamaica, right? So most, like, I'm from a third world country, that the truth is the idea of being paid to speak and coach and these things, a few years ago, I didn't even know what an email is. A blog, like, I have clients that I coach now that I've never heard about a blog. You understand? And I know in the US it's a little bit like it's different, or in the you know, most first world country. So first, I want, if the question that you might be asking yourself, is it possible for me? I go to Mark, you know, it says nothing is impossible with those who believe. And you, I think it starts by that mindset of believing that it's not just Crystal that is possible for, or it's not just Mimica is possible for, or it's not just, no, like, everything that we're doing now, it started with this mindset that I can do it too, right? And I want a partner. And that's another thing I think number two would say, you know, it's a desire to use my gifts or to find the gifts so that I can use it to impact others. Because one of the things I recognize is that sometimes, especially as women, we focus on okay, what can I do for me? What can I do for me? And when you start to ask yourself, what problem can I solve? Right? What am I passionate about? What contribution can I make? Because I was in a 9-to-5 job. I was doing very well, you know, at age 24. I remember, based on how I grew up, you know, I grew up in a boarders outside bathroom facility. I mean, you know, and at age 24, I was able to buy my first home apartment, the first time I'm living in a concrete structure inside bathroom, right? And I'm now 24, 25, you know, just had a baby. I was engaged to get married, and there was just still this longing. And this longing that, like, Crystal, yes, you have accomplished all of these things, but what is the contribution you're going to make to the world? And for me, it started with mentoring teen girls, right? Because I remember, you know, just as a teen girl, I wasn't exposed to a lot of things. I felt like there was not a lot of opportunities for me. So I wanted to go into the communities that I was a part of. And that's how my ministry started. Like, I literally had a ministry where I mentored teen girls. And then as I grew, as I gave back, then I started to share my story online about the transformational power of Jesus Christ and, you know, the things I used to do. And the more I posted, you know, I started to blog, and the blogs get becoming viral, and, you know, you just start doing little things, and this is where I'm at right now. So if I could go back and share specifically, I'm going to say 5 steps right now. One is dealing and accepting and believing that it is possible for you. So working on that mindset portion. Two, I would say having a desire for more. Right? Because a lot of the truth is, a lot of women that I've met, they talk the talk to say, oh, you know, I'm not comfortable in my job. But when you know it's a desire, when you start Googling solution for this problem, right? So you want to deepen your desire to do more and to be more. Number three, I would say, is to know, try to find a problem that you can solve, right? And you can start little, right? You probably want to, you have had a miscarriage, and you just want to encourage other persons who have had miscarriages, right? And you interview persons on a podcast that have had miscarriages, or probably you have lost your husband, or, you know, there's endless amount of topics that you can give a contribution to. Number four is, now find a platform, right, that you can now create a community around, so that persons can see you as an influence in that area and to add your voice in that area. So I would say that. And then I would definitely say number five would be just align your values to whatever you're doing, right? So we are on a Christian show, so we are boldly able to talk about Jesus Christ. But I've been invited to platforms where if I feel like I'm going to, for example, here in Jamaica years ago, I was invited to speak at the U.S. Embassy. Now, based on what I've been told about the embassy, you know, I heard that you can't talk about God, all of that. And I remember when they called, I said, you know, I don't know if I'd be able, I feel comfortable to speak. While I won't push Jesus in your face at all, because I don't believe, you know, we should force people to take up Christ, but I do believe that I should be authentic to talk about my story. And I cannot say I cannot talk about my story without sharing that God was a part of my journey. And, you know, they were able to say, no, we have seen you online, and we've seen what you're about, and we want you to be you, right? But in the initial stage, many persons, when I said, you know, I wouldn't have accepted it, they felt like, oh, no. So I would say, just align your values to whatever you're doing. So those would be the top 5 tips.
Love that. I hope everyone was taking notes, because if you have to go back and make some notes, definitely do that. But I love how the first one you mentioned was, you need to believe that it's possible. Because I think there's this almost like this, what I call a celebrity factor. Oh, it's good for her because she's lucky, or she's famous, or she's whatever. But sometimes it's got nothing to do with that at all, because God is not a respecter of persons. He doesn't show favorites. It's like, if you are willing, he will use a donkey. Like, he, as long as you're available and say, okay, use what I have, bring your loaves and fishes where you are. And I love how it's like how God is always instilling in you like something more, right? Something bigger. And I think that we really are in the age of authenticity, because we can't continue to be something we're not. Yes. And a lot of my audience and clients are always like, well, how do I integrate my faith? And without pushing Jesus, it says you be yourself. Like, if someone is having a bad day, how do you encourage them? I mean, I'm not saying go and lay hands on them and start, you know, we're depending on where you're at.
Yes.
But, you know, like allowing God to speak through you. And that's why I feel like where we are, we are walking out ministry in our businesses, in our workplace, in our families, in our homes. And I love how by putting those pieces in the story, it, like, it all comes together. It's like a little puzzle, right? And then, of course, we talk about books and platform. And I think that's important too. It's like when you are ready and you healed and you've gone through the process of it, you know, you've walked it out, you've got rid of the junk in your trunk, you've got your mindset right, like, okay, God knows he's asked me to do something and I'm prepared to do it, even if I feel fearful, right? Then we can put all the pieces into place. Like, you know, I love the idea of book publishing. And I don't know if you're going to talk about this a little bit as a tool, because I think I come across a lot of women who say, oh, I want to be an author, I want to be a speaker. But sometimes there's got to be more to that. Being an author and a speaker is a tool and it creates your platform. But here we're talking about really at the core is your message. So if someone is listening to this and saying, God's saying, I want you to write your story. Give us a few tips of like, how do they start that process? So it goes from here down to paper.
Yes. Listen, like, this is one of my favorite topics, talking about, you know, just how your story can be in a book, but that a book that can leave a legacy that sells one, but leave a legacy beyond you. And like you mentioned, I love that you mentioned that the truth is many women just come, oh, I want to write my story. Oh, you know, I've been through this and my story is so unique. And while I would say, it's good to want to write a story, it is more than that, because as Solomon says, there's nothing new under the sun. So no matter what experience that you have been through, there's not much that you can say that have not been said already. What would make the difference is how you say it and what the lesson that you learn from that story that will make the difference. Now, I say, if you're going to start writing a book, the first thing you want to think about, one, is who am I writing for, right? What is it that I want to write about that will be impactful for someone? Now, even when I say who you're writing for, I want you to be very careful to not say everybody. Because I tell people all the time,
I want to help everybody. Like, oh, yeah. I'm like, Jesus could not help everybody. He needed to get 12 people to help him. Yeah. And only then he could only reach a few. Like, hello, if Jesus can't do it, yeah.
Come on now. And then also I tell people that the Bible is the most read book, the most bought book, and everybody don't read the Bible, right? It's the most translated book, right? The longest book, and everybody don't read the Bible. So I don't know why we think that, you know, our book is going to outlive the Bible. But what we're saying is that, yes, it can be super impactful, but you have to be clear on the problem that your book solves, the solution it's going to offer, who is it for, right? I would also say you want to pay attention to that platform building that we talk about, right? How are you going to build a rapport and how are you going to share the message even before the book comes out, right? Because many of us, we don't have the major platform, the Sarah Jakes, the Heather Lindsay, right? And even them, it took a while for them to create a community that will want to read what they're writing. So similarly, you want to be able to create that, right? I would say, don't make excuses that you can't, because again, especially if you're a woman of faith, you should not be using the word can't, because you have a Holy Spirit that lives in you that says that you can do all things. It says that greater things that you shall do than Christ has done, right? So to say that you can't do it, then I feel like you're saying God can't, you know, which is, as a woman of faith, you're saying, God, I can do this through you, right? The final thing I would say about the book writing process is two things. One, please heal, especially if you're writing about your personal story, right? You want to be careful.
We can't be bleeding on the page, right?
It's like you're like my twin. You're like twin.
I know, right? It's like a sister from another mother. Because and this is the thing, is why I want us just pause here for a second. Why this is important is, if you like writing, and oftentimes I find women that say, I want to write my memoir, my story. The first thing is just to get it out on paper. It's like you need to like vomit on the page. I know it sounds gross, but clearly you need to get out what's in, but you're not ready to share that until you've completely healed. Because what happens is, I don't know if you've come across, I've read some books where you can tell the tone is they're still bitter. They have got unforgiveness. They're very accusatory. Those are things that people don't need to read until you can realize and switch it from a me story to a them story.
Yes.
Then you know you're ready. So yeah, let's definitely do the healing, get the mind in the right position. Yes. Like, and you know you're ready when you say, I need to help someone who's going through what I went through.
Yes.
As opposed to, I need to share my story because I need to validate my story and I need everyone to know what I went through. If you just know where you're at, and it's not good or bad.
Yes.
But let's just make sure, because we want God to speak in us and through us, right? So we need to make sure our heart and our mind are in the right position.
Yes.
But what was the second thing you were going to say?
I would say, especially if you are a person of faith that's listening, I believe that you should prepare for warfare that comes, right? Now, with just writing a book, no matter if you're not a person of faith or what, there will be the limitations, the mindset. You'll have time struggles. You'll probably procrastinate.
Computer shuts down and then all of a sudden you lose a chapter and you're like, what the hey?
Yes. But then I believe that as a believer, because your story will leave an eternal impact, there is an enemy. John 10 says, 10:10 says that enemies out there to kill, steal, and destroy. So I do believe that believers go through a different level of warfare to get their story out because of the eternal impact that it can have. So I would say prepare for that, right? I've had clients that end up in a hospital, that I've met in accident, that I've lost loved one, in like lost money, and you know, so like their life were okay until they start writing a book. And a lot of times we don't recognize that it's actually a spiritual thing. We're just looking at it as the physical basis. But I would say, you want to pray through it. You want to fast through it. You probably need to get a community of people that are also praying with you as you write the book, right? I would say get help, especially if it's your first time, get a coach or, somebody to help you through that process and to keep you accountable also. So I would stop there, but don't underestimate the power of what God is going to do with and through you, through your book. So like Mimika says, when about three years ago, I read her book from warrior to warrior, right? And it was, I don't remember what I was typing in on Kindle, probably something about fear, etc. And her book came up, I read it, and just to see women, I think what drew me to her book was a woman of faith. I was in a season where I was just looking for more women of faith, right? That are in business, that are being an example, right? And that's what drew me to her. But what if she did not write that book, right? And I mean, I've seen reviews of these books and it is impacting lives, like, globally. So don't
underestimate. I love that. If you're having a bad day, just go read your reviews. And you will get nasty ones too. Let's say that the good with the bad, right?
Yes.
So as much as we have the warfare and you realize that's important. Like, when you know that the warfare and the hard that you go through, like now the book is still selling 4 years, almost 5 years later. And then the people that just say this impacted my life. And I think that's what's so important about this process is when you're on assignment for God, it's like you put things out in the world and he's like, okay, great. You've done your job. Now the next stage of however that seed is impacting others, I think is so important. So I love that.
Yes, I agree. So I think I'd stop there in terms of book. I don't want to overwhelm them, but I believe that if you start with those, you can definitely get your book written.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And really what this is all about is really coming back to the concept that the power of your story is impactful. We don't know. We don't know the end. We will only know when we get to heaven how many people who've actually been impacted. Yes. And I just think we're definitely in a season where God's like, I need boots on the ground. I need willing, able, obedient servants who are going to just step up to the plate, do the hard, get through it, knowing without naivety that this comes with a cost. So again, I love that idea. Like, I wish I had known that when I wrote my book. Like, oh my gosh, the delays. And I actually got pneumonia while I was finishing my book.
Wow.
I'm like, I am going to finish this book. I don't
care. Yes.
And I'd realized, especially because I was writing a book on spiritual warfare, ding, 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 hello, should have known that, right? So using this wisdom and these insights, I think is just amazing for anyone who's even thinking about going down this route. But your story matters.
Like, it does.
Even though it's not new.
Yes.
It's how you can say it, right?
Yes, yes, yes. And that unique perspective. And one of the things that John Paul taught me a while ago, as you spoke, is to be eternally minded. Because if you are just focusing on now and the physical, you will be so discouraged so many times, right? You'll be, your emotions and your feelings would say, ah, no, not today. And, you know, so you want to be eternally minded in all that you do, that, okay, if I don't sell 1 million copy of my book, but I sell 100, right? What can that 100 do, right? Who can that 100 impact first? Now, I do believe that you should spend time building your platform, marketing the book, etc., right? And I believe that you have a book about building a platform also, right?
Oh, yes. So I've got two books for writers. One is, you know, write the right books. In other words, like we talked about, make sure you're writing it for somebody for a problem you're solving, as well as how to build your platform, because you still have to do the things. It's not like,
yes,
you know, we get these divine downloads, but we still have to put the boots on the ground. We still have to show up no matter how you feel, do the work, and, you know, the rewards do come. So yeah, it's about being the good and faithful servant, right?
Yes. And I wrote a book about, you know, sell more books, impact more lives. And it's just as, you know, a handbook, a marketing handbook for Christian authors, you know, just to give them some tools of how they can market their book. And I do believe that because I'm in Jamaica, it was harder for me to try to get my book on an international platform, right? But if I can do it, if we can do it, then you can too. And that's our encouragement for you today.
Exactly. Well, I love that. I mean, we've covered a lot of topics, but at the essence of it all is that if you're thinking about it, God's speaking to you about it, time to put some, you know, effort into actually making the baby steps. It just has to be small. Like, even I remember this, some of the books, sitting down and trying to write to it on a blank page was super stressful. So I would just talk it into, do a voice memo and transcribe it. Like, there is a way, as long as we are like kingdom focused and we know that there's a greater reason for this, we can put up with the hard. We can deal with whatever, because we know that at the end of the day, it's going to be so worth it. Well, I know we've covered a lot, Crystal, and you've gone through so much, and I know we'll have to go back and make some
notes. Yeah, this is a meaty episode. Like,
this is
like
super meaty, lots of tips. So maybe you need to listen to it twice. And definitely while we're on the topic, go and share it with your friends. Because I'm sure, I know I have this conversation, a lot of people like, how do you do this? And how do you know? It's just to share the tools and the actionable steps. So no matter what God's put on your heart, whether it's to start a TV show or a business or a ministry, it all starts with just taking action, right? So
yes.
I've got to applaud you for that and congratulate you for all the wonderful things you've done in spite of all your beginnings. So it can be done. So I'm super excited. But if we had to leave it out, like one takeaway tip, if we could wrap it up in one way, what would one takeaway tip be for you'd leave the audience with?
I think I'm going to say that your story matters. I think that's a tip. Your story matters. Whether you are in corporate, wherever you are serving, your story actually is one of the major tools that you would use to connect with people, right? People love stories because it reminds them that this life is real and we are walking this life all together. So your story matters. So however you feel led to share that story, right? Do not allow the enemy to let you walk in shame and condemnation about anything that you have done or you have been through or have been done to you, right? Don't walk in shame and condemnation. Remember, there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, right? But he will work all things together for those who love him and who are called according to his purpose. So your story matters, right? Your story matters. And I want you to just leave this episode to say, my story matters.
Exactly. Well, there's some sign bites for you. If you need to be able to know what this is and hear that and know that it's valuable, I really appreciate that. Well, Crystal, tell everybody, what's the best place they can find you and get your tools and hear about you and connect with you online?
Okay, so again, thank you so much for this conversation. Like, you know, it's just always a pleasure to connect with like-minded women. And I just like everything that you were saying, like you were almost finishing my sentence, like, you know, healing and bleeding. So I mean, this is just such an amazing episode. So I want to thank you for answering the call. You know, thank you for courageously desiring to share your story with the world and just allowing women like me all from like look how far we are at, but we're able to connect, and for that I'm truly grateful. Now I'm all over social media. I'm, you know, very active, so you'll find me on Facebook, you'll find me on Instagram, you'll find me on LinkedIn as Crystal, CrystalSdaye. I also have my personal website, crystalday.com, and I do have my business website, daylight, daylight, publishers.com. So yeah, you can just reach out, connect with me, you know, share this with somebody, as she mentioned. And yeah, I'm just easy. Once you Google, you'll find me. Awesome. So again, you know, it's just a pleasure. Yes.
Yeah, we will have the show notes. Yes. Click the links, whatever you platform you're listening or watching on, we'll have a little button that'll link you to the show notes and we'll connect you with Crystal. Make sure to let her know you heard and saw her on Vamika TV and let her know your insights. Like, I'd love to know what your thought processes were, your aha, your comments. So add those below as well. We'd love to hear from you. But before we wrap up, Crystal, would you be willing to pray for our audience?
Definitely. You know, even as I speak, I kind of sense that a lot of women are, I think the biggest thing that hinders them is the insecurity of what would people say, what would people, you know, what would the reaction be when I share my story. And, you know, it just from my newest book, Dear Insecurity, is available. And that was, you know, just written from a place of, I'm wondering who why would I share my story? Why would anybody listen to me? And just overcoming, you know, that insecurity so that I can boldly share what the gifts that God has blessed me with. So you can definitely check out that. I really do believe it's an amazing resource because God wrote the book, not me. I'm just a vessel. So in terms of praying, I'm going to pray from that basis. So Lord, we come before you now, and I put each and every woman that's listening to this call, and even if they shared, you know, with a man that's listening, mighty God, but I pray that you will just be with them, mighty God, in their going out and coming in, even now that many of them are saying, you know, the fear is holding them back, or, you know, feeling a little timid. Mighty God, I thank you that your word says that you have not given them a spirit of fear or condemnation, but you have given them a spirit of, you know, power, love, and a sound mind. So God, I pray that, you know, after listening today, that it will give them permission to answer your call. Father, thank you for your daughter who is hosting this podcast, this TV show. Mighty God, I pray that it continues to go to the ends of the earth. Mighty God, continue to use her, continue to add just blessings upon her, mighty God, because of her obedience. And at the end of the day, Lord, I pray that, you know, each and every person that's listening this will hear, well done. Well done, because we were able to be vessels to bring you glory, to bring you honor, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that. So wherever you're listening, on the in the carpool, on the treadmill, washing the dishes, make sure to really just hear that for today, the word that we speak over you and the encouragement for today, that you can do it, and your story definitely matters and it is worth it. So I'm going to say thanks so much, Crystal, for being on the show. And for everyone today, make sure to go and connect with her online. And if whatever platform you're listening on, make sure to subscribe and leave a review if you're listening on our audio platforms. And if you're watching on our YouTube channel, make sure to click the little bell for notifications so you can hear when the new episodes come up. And this is going to be super excited. And for more freebies that I only give to my newsletter community, go to mamikacooney.com. I always have some free training, as well as you can join our private community where we take the conversation offline from these podcasts and really dive into topics. So make sure to go to mamikacooney.com and connect with us there. But thanks so much, Crystal. I so appreciate it. Blessings to you. Awesome. And I look forward to the wonderful things we'll do in the future.
Yes.
Yay. Until next time, everyone, take care.